shirts? Okay, we're holding the middle yesterday of the inyan of the special chibur klaitz on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we said that there are two shades of chibur. One is like a father and a child. A father and a child are very close, but there is part of it that's not, that is dissimilar in the fact that they are different. There's another type of chibur which he calls the ilah. And let's try to explain it because it's going to be nagia. He goes a step deeper into this. If let's say a person sees something that he likes, so I'm drawn to it and I like it. That means that the chibur is mitzad myself. I found something I like. I'm drawn to it and I go to it. That type of chibur has a hefsik also. It could stop also. When the chibur comes because I am an expression of the other person, like we said last time, that when something is an expression of me, me and that thing is one and the same, that is a very different type of chibur, and that has no period. So he says, Vim Kain, in our new test, Yef sheshia siluk lezeh dover shu mitzare ilo, kehu yisparach ilo mechuyevas Yisrael. If Klal Yisrael is be'etzem the expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the chibur is not because Klal Yisrael found HaKadosh Baruch Hu interesting, exciting, desirable, but because HaKadosh Baruch Hu expressed himself to Klal Yisrael, then it's... So for instance, let's take an example. If I am drawn to a firm, I like the job offer, I like what they pay, I like the job description, and I come there to work, so I may or may not work, it makes no difference. I could decide that I don't want to work and drop it. But let's say an Adon has an Eved, and he tells the Eved, you've got to do this, then it's not going to stop, because the Eved didn't come to the job himself. The Eved is the expression of the Adon. It's the Adon that's working with the Eved, and b'meila, whether the Eved likes it or not, there's not going to be a hefsek to that type of relationship. So he says, anything that's mitzad de ila, any chibur that comes from the root rather than from the branch, has no hefsek. Olekach omri Yisrael nasa v'nishma. That's why Kaisel said nasa v'nishma. V'lo omru nishma v'nasa hoylem das atzmam. K'moy kol bria sheish le das atzmai. V'loylem dovazeh. And let me explain this also a little bit. It sounds like, in Klal Yisrael, when they said Nasa V'Nishma, L'chura, they're the ones who said Nasa V'Nishma. He says, because they said Nasa V'Nishma, that's why we have a Chibur HaKadosh Baruch Hu that can't break off, because it's not coming from them. But they're the ones who said Nasa V'Nishma also. The answer is, let's say a person decides, I come along to somebody, and I tell them, it's very, very important to eat a lot of protein. So the person will think about it. Does it make sense? Is it good? Is it not good? When I decide that it's a great thing to eat so much protein, I'll eat it and I'll do it. Let's say a person looks at himself breathing, and he tries to understand how the breathing works, why it works, what's the importance of it. He doesn't say, well, first we'll make a decision and then we'll breathe. The person breathes, and he's trying to understand. He understands breathing as a metzias that's before him, and he lives because he breathes, and he would like to understand that, why he's doing that. So we have two types of, in the relationship of things that exist and reasons behind it, there are things that exist because of the reason, and there are things that exist and I look at what the reason is behind it. Nasav Nishma means we perceive Torah as being us. It's just like when a person makes sits back and philosophizes, why is stealing wrong? Nobody really starts out, unless he's a ganav, to ask to say to himself as a plain chakira, is stealing wrong? Is it not wrong? If I'll decide it's wrong, I won't do it. If I decide it's not wrong, I'll do it. The person somehow has a gut feeling that it's wrong, and he's trying to understand why and so on. V'ilom Rav Kasa said nishma v'nase hoylem das atzmon. Their approach would have been their own das. It's a relationship that I don't see as being intrinsic to me, but it's a relationship that's desirable. People can drop relationships that are desirable when they stop being desirable. Relationships that are intrinsic exist, and I have to struggle and understand it. There was a couple that had a lot of difficulties, and they went to a psychologist in Eretz Yisrael. They were living in Eretz Yisrael at the time, and this person was a very, very insightful person, very insightful, very blunt, and he told them, your marriage is a miserable marriage, but you're not going to separate because you have a pathological need for each other. And I mean, it's 15 years later and you're still right. It's still, I know that people on and off, they still have a lot of issues, and somehow they can't seem to go apart because somehow they need each other. There's some deep psychological need in the way it's built. Klal Yisrael accepted a Kadosh Baruch Hu not because he's desirable, because that's what we are. Vakolu mitzada ilo mitzad atzmon. It's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki'ilu einam dava batzmon. Ulefikach ikdimu nasa lenishma. Ulehoyle tolam das atzmon. The way in which they appraised Torah wasn't, wow, it's great, let's do it. But their appraisal of Torah was, this is what we're all about. Let's see if it's great or why it's great or so on. Vakola sheigzele v'shem esbarach yasa v'bli shifkun adas v'latim. They doing it because im kein elam das atzmam v'dova sheina metzius la atzmai rakutola bo yisborach lo shayach siluk vasor mitoi. If you're dependent on something, then you can't let go of it. The fact that we said nas nishma means our life is meaningful only in the context that we're doing something ruchniistic. For us, a life without ruchniistic is not meaningful. So we're doing it. It would be horrible to do it just by force of nature without understanding it, but the reality is it's not because we understand we do it, it's we do it because it's in us and we try to understand it so that it's meaningful to us. V'zeh she'amah v'anochi l'ashkochich pirush af v'agav she'ish asor v'siluk af she'im banim ashek v'anu. Even though children and parents could split, because children and parents is not completely a result, the child has his own mitzias. We call ourselves banim. In other words, when we examine the relationship and ask ourselves, what is our impression of Kadosh Baruch Hu? What's our relationship with Kadosh Baruch Hu? It's like children. But if we ask ourselves, what is the real relationship? It's we have to be. Let's take it at another inyan and we'll get a feel for it. Morality. A person has a sense of good and bad. Stealing is bad, lashon hara is bad, chesed is good, and so on. We would fool ourselves and it would be wrong. So if somebody secular asks us, why don't you steal and why is that? So you'll say, because I thought about it long and hard and I realized it's wrong. And then guys say, well, you're prejudiced, you were born that way, you grew up that way, and they taught you that way. Say, no, it was a very objective decision. I sat down when I was all of 16, I thought about it, and I decided, I came to the conclusion it's wrong, and it's all intellectual and that. And a person feels that that's, you know, he feels about it that that's right, it's appropriate, because you're embarrassed that it's coming just out of habit, and you say, but that's not right. A person is more correct in saying, there is something in me that compels me to feel that way. I feel it's wrong, and I it's not because I decided. What I'm doing is I'm trying to understand what it is exactly, how to put it in words, how to structure it. A person is supposed to. We saw in the Rambam says that chukim are supposed to be accepted because the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants it. Mishpatim are supposed to be accepted because we understand it. That's the way people read the Rambam. So the kash is, it says Mefurish and Mishpatim, Rashi says that, you know, that just like the, this was giving me sinai, this was giving me sinai, and so on. If a person would get up and say, I don't agree with this din in the Zikin, he's not a ben chorin to stop it. What does the Rama mean that Mishpatim you're supposed to? The answer is, both Chukim and Mishpatim are there because of who we are be'etzim. It's part of what the neshama is compelled to do, and it's part of what a person is compelled to do, being that he comes from a neshama. The question is, which parts of a person are supposed to participate in the maisa? So, in Paraduma, the person's hands and feet are supposed to participate. The person's heart can participate. The person's mind is left standing out, pretty much. In Geneva, a person's hands or feet are not supposed to participate, I guess is the right word of saying it, and his emotions are supposed to be against it, and his seichel is supposed to be against it. He's supposed to come to the hakara, but it's not, why am I not stealing? I'm not stealing because it's in me not to steal. And it's not just because I've been taught or I happen to grow up in a society like that. The society reinforced that which is intrinsically mine. Masha Ein Kein, but I'm supposed to allow my seichel to participate, and my seichel is supposed to understand it as well. So emunah is the same thing. If you ask a person honestly, you know, why are you a maimon? So a person, very well, you know, I'm standing outside and I thought about it objectively and I decided an emunah and so on and so forth. Even somebody who did come from the outside, even someone who's a baal tshuva and wasn't brought up that way, it's hard to say that it was a cold, dry, intellectual argument in the nature of, you know, is light waves or is it particles? No one ever struggled with emunah with that type of dispassionate, unbiased standoff. Most people felt very strong internal forces compelling them. And it's right. It's not that it's wrong. It's right. A person has it in him to feel emunah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Anocha Hashem Elokecha, means he put that in as he is sowed in a psyche of Klal Yisrael, that there is a strong awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person is supposed to use seichel to try to understand it, flesh it out, buttress it, develop it, express it, fine. But the atzmius of the person is a maimon because it's in him. I once gave a dugma, gave a few times. I'd like to repeat it because it's a very strong line of understanding. When you speak about morality, and you get the argument that it's been drilled into you, and you know, and you've been taught that way, and society would function better, so on and so forth. So somebody comes to me and tells me, "Listen, would you like to climb up on a tree over there and cut the tree down?" So I tell them, I'm petrified of heights. I can't do, two steps at a time gets me dizzy. I can't do it. So the guy said, you know, I'm a very good psychologist, and for $100 I give you 10 lessons, and you'll climb up the tallest tree with no problems. So I would jump at the shot, and you know, great. I can free myself from a psychological burden, and maybe, you know, make a lot of money cutting down trees and scamper up a tree, fine. A guy comes to me and asks me, why don't you steal? So I'm talking as a secular person, you know, as somebody who's I say, because I've been taught very strongly not to steal. So the guy says, you know, for $100, yours are stolen, as you wish, I can give you 10 lessons, and you'll have no problem stealing. Just wherever you'll see a pocket, you'll slip your hand in and pull out a wallet. And, you know, make a great parnassah that way. So I tell him, no way. Why not? Because it repels me. So, but that will be part of the lessons. By the time I get through, not only will it not repel you, you'll feel wonderful about stealing. I would reply, no. And the terrence is because I don't understand it. Fear of heights, I understand as being psychological. I don't feel that the repulsion at stealing is in it's given or it's outward. I honestly feel it as being myself. I can try to understand it. I can try to understand why is it wrong, what's about it that's wrong, and so on. But that's a very, very important havana. We keep the Torah and we believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A lot of it is because it's in us. We could go against it. Somebody who learns how to steal can disregard the impulse not to steal. A person who wants to be a kaifer can deny it, can muster arguments, can laugh it off, can reject it. But he's not starting from the outside and needs to bring it in. He's starting from the inside. So anoich Hashem akecha means, and that's why Kadosh Baruch said, "Vanoichi l'ashkachech." Had a Kadosh Baruch Hu not been a pchina of anochi, it's forgettable. You know, it came in from the back door. It came in through the front door. It came in from the outside. Anything that came in can come out. Information that came in can be deleted. Information that is me myself cannot be deleted because that's my metzias. Klema, shani v'zesham anoich Hashem akecha. Klema shani Hashem akecha ve'in toila b'chem. I am not because you recognize it, because I am. Raki kach mechuyev Hashem esbach shu'ilo. When Hashem esbach shu'ilo mechuyev shani l'kecha. V'adobeshu mechuyev ein l'shinu. Something that has to be. In other words, something that intrinsically is it cannot be changed. V'tekablu oisi l'lekai kash adobeshu mechuyev l'koponim. Olefikach v'noichu l'ashkochech k'dobeshu mechari ilo. So recapping first the maso matan that he went through. Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a maso matan about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mida of shikha. And they said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, HaTishkach isha ula, can a mother forget a child? Gam eila tishachach na v'noichu l'ashkochech. So he says, it's a dialogue. The first thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Klal Yisrael, I can't forget you. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bound intrinsically, is bound to Klal Yisrael. So, and he says, even if a mother forgets a child, I'll not forget you. So the Klal Yisrael says, but we have, in the very Sheirish of Klal Yisrael, there already were problems. If the Chet HaEgel could happen so soon, that means there's a period, just like a child is born from a parent, and in the birth itself, you see both the similarity and the likeness, and the dissimilarity and independence. When you cut the umbilical cord, the birth is complete, and the child has just come from his parents, and he's just become somebody independent. So the fact that in the very Sheirish of Klal Yisrael there was Chet HaEgel, does that mean that Klal Yisrael has the ability to break off from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And at that he answers, V'anoichi l'ashkochech, in as much as Klal Yisrael's chibut HaKadosh Baruch Hu is totally in their recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then yes, it's possible to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's possible to ignore him. And if it's totally in that recognition, then it can break off. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a much deeper recognition that it's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha means HaKadosh Baruch Hu put down a metzias in Klal Yisrael. And we are a result of that metzias. Nishmas Yisrael is the result of Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. B'meila, we can't eradicate that. You can't erase it in any way. You can't delete it. V'hine, hisbaya b'davazeh divrei chachmei yavon masherotz b'zeh. And this was what chachmei yavon wanted. She'omru kisval keren asher shem chedek Yisrael. Yavon was harping on that theme. They said, take a look at the eagle and write on the horns of the eagle. She'en chedek Yisrael. Ki omru mitzad she'Yisrael osa se'egel miyad she'hoisisu mimitzrayim im kein moire she'en chedek chedek v'lekei Yisrael. That is what the shor. Kadova shu be'etzem orishena. The more something is at the beginning of something, it goes to the heart of it. Va'egla yirishin. Ve'zeh mash omer kisal keren asher la omer kisal niyar. Ka keren asher atzmoi. In other words, the keren was a part of the shor. Ratzolima she also egel. Va'chet zeh dova atzmi lahem. V'loy dova mikra. U'lekach ein lam chelik b'lekei Yisrael. And why the keren of all of it? Ve'ein l'cha dova shu kosha yoysim in ha-keren, ve'omru ki dova zeh shem Yisrael mitzat koishi arpam sheish lehem, ve'koishi arpam varibo mitzat atzman. K'she oiref means a person's stiff-necked. The stiff-neckedness of a person is as follows. It says that, the Gemara says, it is a chazaka that a person can't be koifer in someone that did good to him. A person is misbayish, to from a malva and doesn't answer him. He ain't other meis panav. A person's panim will not be meis to somebody. The opposite of ain't other meis panav is kshei oirif. If I'm dealing with somebody face to face, I react, I retract, I apologize. I need to react to the other person. The other person's metzias makes an impression on me. That's called, so the minute I face somebody face to face, there is a certain sense of, I've got to regard you, I've got to relate to you, and the mela, I might push forward, I might step back. When I turn my back to you, the opposite of the face is the kshei orif. Impassionate, dispassionate, complete stonewalling. The Klal Yisrael is called a kshei orif. The koishi means something hard by definition, is something that does not react. It's you can't impress it. You can't impress upon it, and you can't impress it. It's hard. So it says Klal Yisrael has kshei orif, means there's a part of Klal Yisrael that completely is left cold, unimpressed, uninspired by Kadosh Baruch Hu. So he said, Kisul lechem al keren asher. The keren is that part that's hard, that's not impressive, not impressed upon, and that's the kshei orif. Lachena egel mitzad atzmam, k'mashom Hashem yisbar p'maisa egel, ra'isi yasom azev, v'ine am kshei orif hu, harif mimeni. Notice the am kshei orif is where Klal Yisrael seems to have not had any yachas to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and just turned it back to him. Kach oma yevonim, I want to add one more word. Just I heard once; it's a very good word. I heard it in context of a Ma'aseh Shehoya, but I on Kisra Makaren Asher, it's drush as far as the Medrash goes, but it's really very, very it's very, very good in terms of psychological insight of Karas HaNefesh. He asked, what does it mean Kisra Makaren Asher? You know, what's the pshat? They had to write it on the Karen Asher. So he gave the following insight. He said, let's say a person has a habit, a person wants money, he puts his hand into a pocket and pulls out a wallet. And takes the money. Very quietly, nobody knows about it, nobody saw it. Shalom Yisrael. So that person is a ganef, and his motivation is greed. Money, greed, whatever. Let's say this guy goes around telling 25 people, you know, I stuck my hand in this guy's pocket, took out his wallet, didn't even notice it, and I ended up with $100. Is it the money that's motivating him, or something else? Obviously, the person wants to show something, say something. He wants to say, I'm a chevriman, I'm smart, I got the better of him, I'm capable. Something along the lines, it's not the money that he wants. If he needs to talk about it, then it's the pride, getting better, whatever, any one of the above is what the person wants. He said, if, let's say you have a person who wants to become not frum. So, you know, he wants to Vichal Shabbos, he wants to eat Shafis, and he tells nobody about it, he slips out and eats what he wants to eat and goes what he wants to have. So, we say he's a Baltaiba, that's what he wants. But let's say a person makes a point to walk to the Beis HaMikdash without a yarmulke, to munch on a Shafis sandwich right outside, this and that. It's not the pshat that he wants to be fry, he wants to tell people that he's fry. He wants to tell people, I've got guts, I'm independent, I'm not dependent, I have my own mind, I'm better than you are, I'm worse than you are. The person wants something. He said, so this person was speaking to a group of like older teenagers who were, they there was something they didn't want to do because they didn't want to conform. And they made such a big issue and balagan out of it. So the person said, you know, if a person doesn't want to wear a hat and a jacket because it's hot, because it's burdensome, so he slips out quietly and doesn't, does it. But if a person stands up and says, Bedafka, I'll show you, I'm my own person, I'll show you, and that. He said, the motivation of that is to prove yourself. You know, the motivation of that is not that you don't want to have jacket. It's you want to prove that you are, that society should take note of it. He said, if the Yitzhahara was not to keep Torah, so fine. What does it mean, publicize it? Show it to everybody, tell it to everybody, proclaim it out loud. So he said, that's the Pshat Kisra Kana Asher. When the motivation is something else, then it's not the what you're not doing or what you are doing. It's the telling everybody about it that becomes the primary vehicle. Okay, we'll hold it here.
This Chazal, this will come up. The pressure of the way Maral is explaining it, it seems to be he understood. I don't know if the Greeks actually did it. It's more just like this was like the,
right. But he meant Kisra Kanashar meant take out your ego and trot it out to everybody, proclaim out loud that you're not really, really tied to Kanashar. That's what I mean. But certainly, and it's clear that that's what it means. It's clear. There wasn't. We don't have any start. It's a very powerful. They said if a person is really inextricably bound to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and it was all true about Chayim Nasi and everything like that, how did you do in Averi the morning after? You know, if you like your husband so much and you're so tied to him, the morning after the wedding you ran off with somebody, you know, that's a
similar. When I was talking to that Christian guy just a few weeks ago,
yeah,
he's saying, you get, the Torah talks about all these sacrifices. And you guys don't have sacrifices anymore because you sinned, so how can you serve God anymore? So he's saying we're done.
Well, the Ramchal writes about it. Ramchal says five main kfiras against Yichud, against Achdus. One of them is that Klai Yisrael sinned and they can't do tshuva. And it, because that would imply that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a victim. If you can thwart HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plans through Aveira, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not... You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I took Klai Yisrael forever. If you can change, then, you know... And then, yeah, Hashem Lashem. He seems to be that person, very unsophisticated, like, just doesn't... You know, I had a push that guy, what the...
Yvonne
and Natal and Klai Yisrael. Oh, you got all the secret conversations and those things.